Hello everyone, welcome to our Shirin Mishnayos. We're holding in Bava Basra, Paraktes, Mishnah Ches. Says Nefel Abayas Alav El Aviv. The house fell on a person, let's call him Reuven, and his father, Yaakov, we'll say. Oh Alav El Marishav, or it fell on him, on Reuven, and on those that would inherit him. Or sorry, those that would give him as an inheritance. So, not his father, say his father's not around, but whatever else would give him as an inheritance. By Alav Ksuv Isha Obalchov, or another case, let's say Reuven had on him, house fell on him and one of these other people also. And in addition to that, he had a factor. In addition to that, he had a ksuba of his wife and he owed a woman a ksuba. And he, in a baal chov, he owed another debt to somebody. Yorshei Avam, those who would inherit the father, say, Haben Meis Rishon, the son died first. No one knows who died first inside this house that fell on the both of them. But they are saying the son died first. And then, of course, the father inherited the son, inherited his possessions. Ve'achakach Meis Av, and then the father died. So they're saying, therefore, that they should get all possessions that previously belonged both to the father, which they inherit, and that belonged to the son, because the father inherited the son, and then these people inherited the father. But those who have the debt that the son owed them money, they're saying, the father died first, and then the son. And thereby, there's more opportunity for them to collect their debt, because now not only can they access the funds they need from what belonged to the son, they can also access the funds they need to collect from what belonged to the father, and the son then inherited that. So it's in their best interest. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says in all these cases, Yachloku, the money in question has to be divided between the Yorshim of the father and the person who is owed money by the son. Beis Hillel Omrim, Nechasim Mechazkasim. They still say the properties stay in their Chazaka, meaning where they are. So says the Rav here, Yorshei Av Omrim HaBen Meis Rishon. Those inherit the father say that the son died first. The ain baal chov yochel yipara min nechasim elu shari lo zocha behenu av me'olam. The baal chov, the creditor, is not able to get paid back from the properties in these properties because the son never inherited them. The baal chov omim ha'av meis rishon. The baal chov said the father died first. V'noflo nechasim sha'achas lefnei ha'ben. And those properties fell into the son's possession a second before the son died. And thereby those possessions, those properties, fields, whatever they be, are meshubid, meaning are set aside to be collected from for the sake of the ksuba or the other debt. Meshame omim yachloku. Meshame says you divided. They say a shtar that is going to be collected is considered as if it's collected. Meaning to say, if I were to collect money that someone owed me, so we can, with a shtar, we consider that it is in a certain way already in my hands. But yorshei av ubalichov travayu musachim av, and thereby both those that inherit the father, which also have a certain muchzakis because money is coming to them, and the baal chov and the people who collect the money that's owed to them are both considered muchzak, both considered having possession. The tikach ha'cholku, therefore, they would divide. It's two people that have possession of an item, divide that item. The properties are in the chazaka of the yorshim. Those are indeed muchzak. Those are like in their possession. And this baal chov is really coming to take it away from them. So he then would have to bring the proof that the father died first, which obviously is not possible in this case. Thereby, he won't get any money. Says Mishnah test. Nafal Abayas Alav Al Isha. Similar case. The house fell on Reuven again and his wife. She killed them both. Yorshei Abal Omrim. Those who inherit the father, the husband, you know, say his sons that didn't come from his wife or his brothers, whoever it would be, they're saying, the wife died first, and then the husband. So therefore, the baal came into possession of much more property to then be given over to these people. Those who would inherit the wife, let's say her children, not from this husband, or her brothers, whatever it would be. They say the husband died first, then the woman, which means that the woman inherited the husband, and then there's more for her to give over to these people. Again, the din is divided up. He says also, the nechasim, see what this means, the properties are in their chazaka. And then he elaborates further. The ksuba itself, whatever set aside for giving where ksuba is in the chazaka of those who inherit the husband. Properties that go in and go out with her, into the marriage and out of the marriage with her, they are hers all along. They're in the chazaka of those that will inherit the father. We'll see what this means. Says the Rav here. Again, the case is the house fell on both the man and his wife. So some people are saying the wife died first. Why would they say that? Saying that the wife died first, those who would stand to inherit from the woman don't have anything. The husband that died last, before dying, he inherited his wife. Yeah, and then again, the other side is claiming the exact opposite, that the woman inherits the husband first, and then she can give out more to her inheritors. So Beisham, I say, again, divided up. Similarly, a general idea, same thing. That's moment of multiple suffix, what they say over here. It's just general doubted money. You don't know where it belongs, so you divide it. And they still say, nechasim mechaz kasim. What does that mean? Says the Rav, nechasim zon barzel mechaz kasim. Nechasim known as zon barzel, literally iron sheep. They stay in the chazaka. Nechasim zon barzel are items that she brings into the marriage, but they're set aside as a dowry for her husband. That's a common thing. A woman would bring in properties, or her father would give properties that be given to the husband, and he has the achrayas, the responsibility, and the ability to use those properties. So those things stay as a chazaka. It says the Rav, lo pirsha beis hillel ibicheskas yosha isha, shayushalah, but beis hillel is unclear here. Does he mean that she be in the chazaka of those who inherit the woman because they were indeed her properties? Or they stay in the chazaka of those who inherit the husband, shach or yusan olav, the responsibility for the properties was his. Really what he means is those are actually divided because of the fact that the chazaka itself was divided. Uksubas isha, he says, uksuba though, shame mana masai mitosefis, either the 100, 200, or additional amount, that's the money that's written in the ksuba, they stay in the chazaka of those who inherit the husband. Right now, the money is by the husband. It's just that he wrote over that he would give to the woman these monies in circumstance of divorce or being widowed. When nechasim that go in and out with her, heim nechse malug. That's what you call nechse malug. Shebishah shehi nechneses nechnasim ima. When she comes into the marriage, these properties come with her. Ukashi yotzeis yotzi ima. When she leaves the marriage, they would leave with her. In pachsu pachsu la, if they devalue, then they devalue towards her, being posiro sirlon, if they appreciate in value, the appreciation is to her. So they're really all by her. Elohim mecheskas yorsha isha. They really stay in the chazaka of those who inherit the woman. Yeah, nimsu yorsha isha notzen kol nechse meluk mechese nechse tzon barzon. Comes out that those who inherit the woman take all the nechse meluk, this last type of property we discussed, and half of the nechse tzon barzon. I'm just curious why the words in the end of the Mishnah is mecheskas yorsha av. It's yorsha isha. Why is it called yorsha av? I see a note over here that what it means to say is that the her father and her family. But apparently in Tosafot Yonta discusses about this. It's Agav, a different Mishnah than Yevamos. But what it means is her. Yosha Yisha is simply how the Rav explain. Okay, thank you for listening. Mirtha Shem will continue next.